tousled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and my baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
That's pretty lousy. Maybe it'll sound better tonight with colored lights.
We got a visitor from the outside world where they shave.
Who let you in?
I let myself in. I'm Red Nichols from Ogden, Utah. I'm your new cornet player, remember?
You're late.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I've never been in New York before, and I got a little mixed up with the subways. Do you know the BMT comes up here and the IRT doesn't?
And neither does the Chesapeake and Ohio. You're the first to complain about it. Get your chair. You a sight man?
I can read anything that's written.
Okay, you crooks, go ahead and laugh. I found this kid in the desert, and he can blow rings around any of you, and he works at half the price.
Sweetest music ever heard.
I got a guy in a boiler factory in Joplin warming up for your job, Dorsey. Don't buy anything on time. Okay, let's try it again.
Can I just play a few notes here so I won't hit a clamp?
Help yourself. Are you ready, maestro? From the top.
That means from here. I'll take the IRT.
You? Where's that town you're from?
Ogden, Utah. Why?
Well, don't play that horn so the folks back home can hear you. You got a mute?
Yeah.
Well, use it. Use it all the time.
All right, the only thing is, Mr. Paradise, I play New Orleans style, you know. It's the newest thing. As a matter of fact, I've got an arrangement right in here of the very number that you're doing.
Put that thing away. Sit down.
Can't you take a little friendly advice?
Put that horn in your big mouth and blow.
Welcome to Paradise.
That's all right. Pretty soon you'll all be working for me.
Come on, come on. Will you make up your mind? The girls are waiting.
Look, I appreciate it, Tony. Don't get me wrong.
Who is this guy? He works in the band.
There's a new trumpet player up in Harlem.
Aww. Well, he just came from New Orleans. The boys told me he was just great. They were going up to listen to him tonight, and I thought that I would
go
up.
They go up every night. You can catch him any time.
Well, frankly, Tony, I'd like to steer clear of chorus girls. My mother gave me a note to a lady in Brooklyn, and this lady's got a daughter.
Naturally.
What?
Naturally. Brooklyn is solid mothers and daughters. Every auto horn plays Mendelssohn's Wedding March, and Mendelssohn's driving the car.
You're quite a character, aren't you? I haven't even met the girl in Brooklyn yet. You've got me married to her.
Look, you see how easy it is? Now, these Broadway frails, it's a different league. Yeah, There's no home games.
Tony, why are you doing all this for me? You're an awfully nice fella, but you hardly know me, really.
I take in strays. I don't like anybody should be lonely.
I'm not lonely.
I got a heart as big as all outdoors. How much money you say you got on you?
$20, Tony, but that's room rent.
Red, will you forget about the room? We may never have to get out of the car. Look, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll drive up to Harlem, catch the bugle, and from then on in, we play by ear. Well, all right? All right. You ready, girls? Come on, let's go.
I don't think so, honestly. Where's this guy come from?
What difference does it make? He's from Ogden, Utah.
Utah? Is that in the Union?
Well, you wanted me to get your date, didn't you?
Let's see, Aaron Smith from Pumpkin.
You be quiet. You be quiet. It's her date, not yours.
Well, she's a friend of mine. Tony, why should I go out with some farm boy from Utah?
Oh, he's a nice guy.
I guess I'm stuck.
All right, wait here. I'll be right back. It's all set. She's dying to go out with you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, boy. From this distance, too.
Must be the smell of the silo.
What did you say his name is? Huckleberry Finn?
You can't leave him standing there now. You've got a date with him.
Brett?
This is my girl, Tommy Eaton. She's a dancer.
Howdy.
And she's Bobby Meredith. She sings.
How duty, ma'am.
How do you do? I've got to be home early.
That's all right, ma'am. Just don't pay it, no, never mind. You'll get home just as early as you please.
Oh, brother. I bet the cows back in Ogden just loved you.
Well, ma'am, I didn't shake their hands. That war singer wanted, man.
Now, we better get in the car.
Boy, before the night's over, I may poison him. I'll toss you for it. Boy, are you sure you ever danced before?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Lots of times.
Girl?
Well, when I couldn't get nothing better.
Ow! Oh, now, look. I know this may seem like some weird tribal rite or something, but this is how the dance is usually done. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
I think I've got it now.
One, two, three. Why, you...
Yes, ma'am.
Oh!
Sit it right here, baby.
Thank you, Tony.
I should have warned you, Bobby. This kid is hip.
We didn't order any tea. Did you order any? Oh, maybe the girls ordered some.
Red, this is tea like my mother used to make for Sunday afternoons with the mafia.
Oh.
90 proof. It's in teacups in case of a raid.
Do you think I know that?
No. You ever been in a speakeasy before?
Oh, come on. I've been in dozens of them. Here's mud in your eye.
Now, saludo, come by.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, we got a real live one here. Have some more tea, cowboy.
Jessica. Cowboy. I'll show you, cowboy. Well, here's some more mud.
Oh, wood alcohol. I've gone blind.
Oh, Red, they just turned out the lights, that's all.
I was only kidding, don't you think I know that?
No.
How about that
music? Like the music?
Next to my father, that's the greatest trumpet I ever heard in my whole life.
We'll let you drink to that.
You come home, little baby. Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone. I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Now remember that rainy evening that I drove you out. Nothing but a fine tune cone. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Little baby, won't you please come home? Yes, won't you come home, little baby? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone.
Here you go, Red.
Won't you come home, little baby? Won't you come home? I know I've got you wrong. Won't you come home, little baby? Won't you come home, little baby? find to call.
Oh, he's changing weapons. Where's my horn?
Red, Red, don't stop, Doc. They'll blow you right out of the room.
One more chorus, please.
Well, I'd like to show you how to really play this thing.
You look a little shaky there, son. You better sit this one out. We'll get to the volunteers later.
Yeah, well, you don't believe I can play this, huh? Well, I'd like to inform you about one information and piece of fact. That I happen to be the second greatest cornet player in Ogden, Utah.
North Ogden or South Ogden?
You don't think that's much, do you? Well, my father happens to live there, and he's the greatest cornet player in the whole world. Ask anybody.
Dean Gabriel, you're in trouble, player.
Where's the arrangement?
Arrangement? Man, nobody write down Dixieland. You just let it happen.
Well, suppose it happens great one. Suppose it happens great one time, and you'd like it to happen exactly the same way. What do you do then?
Just like tapping a nightingale on the shoulder, saying, "How's that again, Dickie boy?"
Well, I write it down. I've been writing it down since I was 13 years old. Here, I've got it right here. There's a gum right there. You just hold this here right there. Thank you. The Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Maybe you better come back Sunday. This prayer meeting ain't ready for that kind of music.
Oh, just try to stay with me, huh, boys?
Don't look back, or you'll be trampled to death.
I'm going to be very sick.
Excuse me, folks. Somebody must have put alcohol in our liquor.
Feel better?
Where's my horn?
You feel better.
I wouldn't want anything to happen to this horn. There's not another one like it in the entire world. My father gave this to me. You know, that tea we had before? That's the first drink of liquor I ever had in my whole entire life, ever since I was born. I wish I hadn't been.
Oh. I'd never have guessed it, Red.
While we're on the subject of confession, I may as well tell you that nobody in Ogden calls me Red except me. My name is Loring.
Oh.
I couldn't help it. Actually, it's Ernest Loring Nichols.
You know, you're ashamed of all the wrong things. You know what my real name is? Willa.
What?
Willa. Willa Stutzman.
Willa what?
Stutzman.
Willa Stutzman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Willa?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Willa.
Hi, Loring. Now, you just take it easy and I'll get your hat and then you can take me home. Let's not wait for Tony.
You mean you want just me alone to take you home all by myself with nobody else but just me?
Mm-hmm. And remember, it doesn't really matter that you'll never be the greatest cornet player in the world.
It doesn't really matter. You don't believe me either.
Oh, please. Now, just wait here, Loring.
Just call me Red.
Thank you.
boy's lesson now. Got the lesson here.
When I was 5 years old, I was playing carnival in Venice at church festivals.
Have you ever been at a church festival in Ogden, Utah?
I don't think so.
Well, you don't know what you've missed.
And now, Professor E. W. Nichols and the entire Nichols Family Orchestra, featuring Master Loring Nichols, aged 5, will play the Carnival of Venice on the silver... You know it was real silver, too? My father still got it, as a matter of fact. Let me finish, honey. Ta-da-ka-ta.
How much longer is the cab ride?
Oh, it's a long way to Brooklyn.
Oh, good.
You live in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so late. I know I'm going to catch it from my mother.
You have a mother?
Well, sure. It happens, even to showgirls.
Brooklyn and mother. Did you just hear what I heard?
What?
Never mind, you will.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, meet the blushing bride, my friend. Willa and I just got married.
Who's Willa?
Me, Bobby.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Say, I want to know if we could have a little time off the honeymoon. Just to, you know...
Well, you get 5-minute breaks, don't you? That's 2 choruses and a reprise. Get out 43, 56, and 42. Keep your mind on the music, will
you?
Yeah,
I'll do that. Don't worry about it. By the way, you didn't get a chance to look over those arrangements I did for you, did you?
If you want them, they're in the ash can.
What?
You trying to put me out of business with that broken-down Dixieland?
What are you talking about?
I gave that tone-deaf canary yours a job, didn't I? What else do you want?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Sit down, shut up, and blow. Hi-ho, one and all, and a very fond welcome to the sweetest music ever played. We're a little misty-eyed tonight, for our own Loring Red Nichols, the finest cornet in the country, has taken to himself a bride. None other than the new addition to our happy family, our society chanteuse, the lovely Miss Bobby Meredith. For our loving couple, we dedicate our theme with all of our blessings.
If you will hold my hand.
Misty, I'll show him Misty, Daddy.
Lauren, don't do anything crazy. We need him more than he needs us.
La, 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 with eyes of fire. I'll know your desire. than a heavenly kiss. I won't resist, for you will dim the light. Then I will hold you tight.
Hold.
I'll take you to paradise.
Hello.
Did you apologize to him like I asked you to?
Well, I had a little talk with him after the show.
Well?
Well, you wouldn't want me to stay in the band if I weren't happy, would you? I mean, can you imagine another couple of months of good evening, one and all, I'm a little misty-eyed tonight.
Oh, Loring, you didn't even try.
Yes, I did try, baby. I tried my best, but he wouldn't listen to reason, so I hit him in the eye and quit.
Oh, but Loring, we just got married.
I know.
Oh, well, at least I still have a job.
Hmm. I better tell you now, honey, I hit him for both of us.
You what?
Well,
oh,
I couldn't have
Loring.
My wife working for a guy like that. Now, look, honey, will you stop worrying? Pretty soon he'll be working for me.
I don't even know you. You're a stranger.
No, I'm not.
My mother was right. She said you were unstable. You do crazy things all the time.
No, I don't, honey. Why don't we talk about that tomorrow? After all, this is our wedding night.
It was all a mistake. A horrible mistake.
Bobby. Bobby. Hey, what kind of a bridal suite is this, anyway? The door's locked.
You can sleep in there on the couch. We'll both get a night's rest.
I don't want a night's rest. Hello.
Here are your pajamas and your toothbrush.
Bobby, listen, I'll do anything you say. I'll go back and beg Will for the job. I'll play so softly nobody will know I'm there. Please.
No, you won't, Laurie. You know why you quit Will's band? He didn't like your arrangements. Now,
hello?
Isn't that true?
Well, what if it is?
Bobby, listen, I...
If you don't even think of me on our wedding night, what chance have I got on our anniversary?
All?
I forgot to give you the toothpaste.
Well, squeeze it under the door. Bobby, Willa.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Lord.
I'll apologize for the toothpaste.
Oh,
I'll apologize to anybody.
Go on. Loring?
What?
Good night.
Good night. Sleep tight.
Loring, I've never slept in a bridal suite before.
Well, let me know what it's like.
How much did this suite cost you for the night?
Will you stop that?
Yes, but I want to know.
$50. But it's all right. We're using both rooms.
$50? What a crazy thing to do.
Well, I wanted you to have the best. After all, a wedding night is something you want to remember for the rest of your life. I'll remember this one after I'm dead.
Well, where'd you get the money?
What difference does it make?
But the money.
I hocked my horn after I got fired.
You what?
Well, there's an all-night hop shop open on 6th Avenue. It's a public necessity like the fire department.
Oh, Loring.
That's not so terrible. All the fellas do it when they run short.
But you once told me that there wasn't another horn like it in the whole world, and you wouldn't let it go for anything.
Well, I'm crazy. Ask your mother.
Thank you. a lovely sweet.
Hmm. Here, have an apple. Manager sent it up. Free.
Thanks. You know, you're going to make a terrible husband. I'll never know from woman to the next what you're going to do.
It's all right. Neither will I.
Wonderful to be rich.
The Clico Club Eskimos are on the air. Win a dog sled full of beverages for your local grocer. And to start the show off tonight, here's a sensational hit, Back Home in Indiana.
Back home again, in Indiana, in the field I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the water, then I long for my Indiana home.
Sunflow Pineapple Company presents the authentic Hawaiian music of Sam Weisskopf and his romantic Islanders.
Samovar Tea Cossacks.
Cheerios, search of yours. In Indiana.
Yum.
Rosnichol, Sudel, is yours.
Yum.
Rosnys, noyet, gazes, viejets, on that wabash. Rosnys, of you, face of Indiana home.
Dry Mounties are on the air.
Promised to pay the bill when he got another job. Salami could be out of style by then.
Hey, Bobby. Come on over and join.
All right.
You know all the boys?
Hi, Bobby.
Jimmy Dorsey, Glenn Miller,
hi,
Artie Schutt, and Dave Tuff.
Hello.
Hi. Please sit down. Oh, I'm beat. Been job hunting all day. Nobody seems to be hiring society shampoozers.
Oh, that's tough.
It's a great day for this.
No, I tried calling Red at the hotel the other day. You're not registered.
Well, we've been living with my mother. She loves it.
Incidentally, Bobby, would you give these arrangements back to Red? He wanted us to cut some sides with him. He was a little vague about the salary.
He didn't even mention it.
I think he's going to float a bond issue.
What sauce is for it?
Yeah, I can't stand cheesecake. Lays on my stomach like a lump. Enjoy.
Red hasn't decided where he was going to be caught either.
Well, I think it was a toss-up between the Yankee Stadium and Carnegie Hall.
Have you bothered to look at his arrangements?
Oh, honey, come on. It's that Dixieland. You can't see the notes through the tall cotton.
The tall corn.
Let me tell you, stupid idiot, something. If Boring says that he's going to play in Carnegie Hall, don't bet against it. And if he has a new idea about music, he'll bring it off. While the rest of you sit around in your rented tuxedos blowing syrup out of your horn.
Bobby, we were just...
Oh, be quiet. My name's Willa.
I thought it was Bobby.
You ought to be flattered he asked you to play because he only wants the best. And so do I. That's why I married him instead of you or you or you.
I'm married.
Keep quiet. Where's my check?
I'll take it.
No, you won't. Oh, put it on the bill.
Let him take it. You didn't eat your cheesecake.
No, I can't. I don't feel very well.
I told you, it lays on your stomach.
I'm a little dizzy. Where can I get some cold water?
Back here, ladies' lounge. You feel all right, Bob?
Listen, please. Don't say anything to Loring. No, I wouldn't want to worry him.
Sure, let him be the only one who ain't worried.
Glenn, what's with her? You been living on the moon? I'll bet you she's in her second month.
No, it's her first.
I didn't know that.
You guys are all wrong. $5 says it's the third.
Okay, I'll take a fourth.
This is becoming interesting, Al.
Covered.
Want to get in?
No, not me. There aren't any good months left.
I got change.
Ah, that poor kid.
Living with her mother, too.
Living with Red, that's worse.
Well, let's see it. Take a look at this.
Hi, Murray. Would you give me a hot corned beef sandwich and a seeded roll? And trim all the fat off this time, will you?
Why don't you eat your wife's cheesecake?
Why don't you get some new pickles? That's not bad. It's fine. It's the notes are all great, boys, but the tempo is just
it's
deadly.
The first time.
I know it's the first on. Time, but it's still two beat, boys. You know,
you
got to move it. Sure, here, do it. Let me do it with you. One. Do
Nobody else can follow that leader. Just follow that man. If you do what he do, what he do, what he do, what he does, you'll be real intense. Come on, take the chance.
Better take it easy with her or you'll lose the fool.
I don't think she's told him yet.
She hasn't told him yet. Easy. She's out of her mind.
Everybody, Peabody.
You're the prettiest girl at this prom.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm an old married lady.
Never. Never happens. We've got it beat, honey. What do they call it? Companionate marriage? Huh? Carefree, gay, legal?
It's been wonderful.
And you know something? If the band keeps going the way it has been, in a couple of years, we can settle down, stop traveling, and we can have a real corny, old-fashioned family.
You mean it?
Absolutely. We'll have a little golden-haired corny girl and a corny little red-headed boy.
Loring.
What?
I went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah?
And he has a rabbit that says I'm 3 months corny.
Oh, that's sweet, because... What?
Well, do you mind? I mean, a rabbit knowing all about us and everything?
No, I don't mind. Honey, I... No, if it's got to be, it's great, but... should you be dancing like this, maybe?
Oh, I feel fine.
I know, but maybe you ought to lie down. Slow down, honey.
No, I feel fine.
Maybe you take some mineral oil or something, huh?
No.
How do I get you off the floor?
Everybody,
change partners. I feel fine.
Well, how can you feel fine when I'm nauseous? Look, I'll get you off the floor. We'll find a place for you.
No.
Minuet! Stop the music! Bobby, tell him about the rabbit. Put it down. Stop it.
Laurie. Don't be silly. I'm all right. Put me down. I've got to sing the next number.
Well, you're fired, both of you.
Does she really look like me? But what are you crying about? I'm the one who has to go back to the Canada Dry Mounties.
We've been waiting for you, Mr. Nichols.
How are you?
Did you see the baby?
Yes, but I still love you. Everything is going to be fine, Annie. I'm going to find us a little apartment in Brooklyn. And,
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Well, what for?
To raise our daughter. That's the best climate for daughters.
Yeah, but what about fathers? You're supposed to open in Pittsburgh on Friday.
I know. Will you stop being concerned about it? It's time I settle down. I'm going to open right here. Red Nichols and his one penny. Oh, I got you something. See? I caught him and had him stuffed. That'll teach him to shoot his big mouth off.
No, Laurie.
What?
No, I'm not going to let the baby change our lives.
The baby's not going to change
anything. This is stuff you've wanted for so long and worked so hard for.
I know, sweetheart.
As soon as the baby's strong enough, we'll join you on that bus. You can't afford to give up the band now. You've got another mouth to feed.
I thought you were going to feed it.
I am. And I'll be very happy doing it. And I want you to do what you'll be happy doing.
Well, I'm happy doing
what
I'm
doing. He's embarking for the Clico Club Eskimos.
I know, but that isn't too bad.
Laurie.
What?
Deep down, what do you really want to do?
Have I told you how wonderful you are?
Not lately.
How do you expect us to sleep with that?
Well, honey, it's a lullaby. I wrote it. It's a lullaby called Lullaby in Ragtime. I wrote it for the baby, too, didn't I?
I know it's a lullaby. You know it's a lullaby, but the baby doesn't. Stop making it sound like the Anvil Chorus.
Fellas, you heard what the lady said, didn't you? Let's play it pianinum some more and dantarini. In case any of you have had any musical training, you know what that means.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
I'll have to speak up.
Softly. Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby in ragtime. You can tell the Sandman is on his way by the way that they play, as still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight hush, so you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away to dreamland. High above the moon you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby, don't you cry, my baby. Sleepy time is nigh, won't you rock me to the right time, lullaby. Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby in ragtime. You can tell the Sandman is on his way by the way that they play. As still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight hush. So you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away to dreamland. High above the moon you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby, don't you cry, my baby.
Like this. With all this racket, now she's asleep.
Keep it that way, honey.
Good night, boys.
Yeah. I blow through here.
There.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. I push the first valve down.
Up.
No, down. The music goes down and around. Oh, 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 and it comes down here.
Yeah.
Oh, now let's not go through that again, honey. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down and around.
Below, below.
dear. That's it.
Very good. Let's take it from where the kid comes in again, huh? She was wonderful. Oh, hello, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
What's this supposed to be, a rehearsal?
Well, yes, it is a rehearsal because I got a great idea, Annie. A great idea. You know the early show? Well, Dorothy and I, it's a terrible idea. What do you think?
I think it'd be a great idea if we got her off the road, don't you?
Yeah, it'd be a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Well, you weren't in show business very long, were you? Nah, it's all right, honey. You can be a band leader. Have an all-girls band, all right? Okay, new leader, boys. Here we go. One, two. Let's go home.
Socks or something?
There's so much smoke in hand, looks like the San Francisco fire all over again.
Hey, Tony, did you get that contract set already?
Of course.
Did you?
Another solid 10 months on the road.
Ten months. Months. That's a lot of loot.
Yeah, for a year. Yeah, you know, I should have made you my road manager a long time ago. You never could play the sax anyway.
What do you mean?
He handles those bookers like they were blondes.
Hey, one of them is. Of course, we'll have to take on a couple of sidemen, you know, make them feel like they're getting their money's worth.
Well, that's easily done.
Artie Shaw's available, so is Goodman. I'm out.
I don't think I'm in either, boys.
Four aces.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Glenn Miller, boy card. You know, if he makes any more money playing cards, he's going to start a band of his own.
Yeah, well, let's hold up.
Too.
Oh,
yeah,
why don't we go down and catch Louis?
Started.
Yeah, Louis is like a loser.
Daddy, I can't sleep.
Dorothy, what are you doing up at 2:00 in the morning?
Where's Mommy?
I told you she's in Las Vegas watching her friend get married. Now, go to bed, honey. If she knows you're up at this hour, she'll shoot me.
Come on, Red, let's go.
Louis playing right down the block.
Can't you break away?
Mother would shoot him.
Dorothy, will you go to bed? You're beginning to get on my nerves. And put those cards down. Now, go on to bed. Go on, honey. What do you say? A couple of hands?
You murderer.
I'm sorry, baby. Really, I'm sorry. I know you're lonesome for your mommy. Hey, come on. Aren't we pals? Huh? Blood brothers? Blood brothers of the Mohawk, Blackfoot, Iroquois, Hiawatha tribe? Alakazam, Kazam? Whither thou goest, I goest, till death do us part.
I don't know.
Come on, honey. Why don't you go to bed?
I don't want to go to sleep.
I didn't say anything about going to sleep. Why don't you just get into bed and then maybe you'll fall asleep later?
I don't want to go to bed.
Honey, it's the middle of the night. What do you want to do? Go dancing all night or something? Oh, fine. Madam? May I have this dance, please? No, I'm gonna leave. Okay? No, I didn't. Come on. Wait, hold. No wrestling, dear. Well, come on, now that we've got you here, let's discuss this like grown up, mature people, shall we?
No.
Hey, you remember me? I'm the fellow who wrote a whole song for you. It's more than Mozart ever did for his kids. This little penny is to wish on and make your wishes come true. This little penny is to dream on and dream of all you can do. This little penny is a dancing penny. See how it glitters and it glows.
as bright as a whistle, light as a thistle, quick, quick as a wink, up on its twinkling toes. Oh, this little penny is to laugh on, to see that tears never fall. This little penny is the last little penny, and most important of all. For this penny is to love on, and where love is, heaven is there. So with just 5 pennies, if they're these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire.
Can I go to sleep now?
Mm-hmm. All right, into bed. Come on. There, girl.
Right there.
I can play poker.
I thought you were fast asleep.
You hum too loud.
Dorothy, will you do me a favor, please, blood brother, and go to bed?
Mr. Miller taught me. Can't I play?
No.
Please.
No. Now, Dorothy, you go to bed this minute. Do you hear?
Please.
No, now go on to bed. Dorothy, are you crying again?
No, Margaret.
One hand. But if I beat you, will you go to sleep?
Oh, yes. If you win, I'll go right to bed.
Take a chair. Draw poker open on anything, okay?
How much are we playing for?
What?
Mr. Miller said you should always find out first.
I see. Well, what are your usual stakes?
Peanuts.
Okay?
I won't even count them.
Well, that's real big of you. How many? I'm out.
Does that mean I win?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't have anything. That's called bluffing. Another hand?
No.
I'll let you in.
No. Aren't you sleepy yet?
No.
Look, Pittsburgh Phil, it's a very nice night out and the moon is very bright. What do you say we get dressed and go out for a walk?
Oh, I'd love it.
I'm sure you would. Well, let's go put some clothes on.
Will they let me in?
Where?
Where Louis came. I want your mother.
You sure? Well, good, neither will I. Here, let's get
Daddy,
some what?
Are we blood brothers?
Whither thou goest?
Till death do us part.
It wouldn't dare. Alakazam, Kazam, Kazam. Let's get you closer.
Good night. Time to call it a day. Sleep tight. Dream your troubles away. Good night. In spite of endless sorrow, there's a brand new day. Dreams will come true somewhere for me and you. So close your eyes and dream of it, my darling. Till then, good night, sleep tight.
Now comes the hard part, baby. Do you suppose you could sing Five Pennies while Pops and I sing something else?
Sure. I can sing as good as he can.
Well, who can't?
Won't you play the music so the crowd can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the eye of the clock. Play a lullaby.
Dream your troubles away.
I
don't know about you, honey, but I got to get my beauty to sleep on. I'm just a mess in the morning.
Please, just sit for marching in the way you and Daddy doing.
Oh, come on.
What are you putting in this cat's milk?
I didn't put nothing
Please,
in the milk, honey.
Just one punch together.
No.
Maybe two.
No,
then
no,
I'll go
no.
home and I'll go right to bed.
No.
I'll even go to sleep.
No.
I promise.
No.
Well,
just one chorus. But
now we'll go home.
Don't tell your mother. Huh? Billy, you want to give me a key or something?
Certainly to work.
When the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to be in that number. When the saints go
gonna play all day with things go marching in.
Well, the way I'll explain that now, the mostest and the greatest.
From the oldest to the latest.
Gonna play in the band, in the great grandstand, and the
saints go marching in.
Louis, what about Brahms?
He laid no bomb.
And Chopin?
Solid man.
and bop that great old massa.
Yeah, that great old massa was a gasser.
Yes, the Mozart, the most with all he had.
With the symphonies and operas and all that jazz.
Do you dig Rachmaninoff?
On and off.
Rimsky?
Of course. Ravel and Gustav Mahler.
Yeah, but don't forget Fats Waller.
I wouldn't do that. List that twist that you can't resist.
Yeah, but list on that list.
Where's the band? Here we go, Mahler.
Here we go, man. When the same. Oh. When the go, Mahler. Just get digging, man. When the same.
And Georges Bizet.
Say, Bizet.
Utah Soupe Machinate.
And Orson Fox.
Do you dig him, Jacques?
Very often.
Well, Frere Jacques. I dig him,
Jacques.
How about Wagner?
Devout.
And Haydn.
Who?
Joseph Haydn.
Who?
Haydn.
We'll let him come out.
Paganini.
Rossini.
Toscanini.
Puccini.
Cacciatorian.
What's on by?
Thank you. And what's his name?
Mr. Beatles.
And you know that.
Let's keep it up.
To beat me out of 40 peanuts? She cheats.
We've only got two choices. Either get Dorothy off the road or teach her how to play the horn.
What did I do that was so terrible? She had a ball.
I get her pajamas.
All right, after that, I'll get your pajamas.
Loring, What about what you said to me the other day? What
did I say?
It was some malarkey about taking the band to New York and settling down.
You know me like a book, don't you?
Right to the card, stamped overdue. I heard about the new contract you signed, extending the tour.
That's a real fat deal, honey. We're going to be eating high off the hog. Mammy won't have to go barefoot in New Moon.
What about Dorothy? I know I may seem unreasonable, but until she's at least 8 years old, I don't want my daughter singing in nightclubs.
She'd sure knock them dead.
Not with her spelling. What about school?
Well, we can get her a tutor.
No, I don't want her with a band anymore. Next week, they're liable to teach her how to smoke.
Well, now, look, honey, she loves being around the fellas, and she's crazy about music. What's wrong with that?
Who says she's got to go to bed when other kids go to bed and get up when they get up?
I say. I want her to get up when other kids get up at 7:30 in the morning. Have oatmeal and orange juice and shredded wheat. Honestly, she thinks breakfast is black coffee and aspirin.
Well, now listen, Bobby. We're all on our way. All of us.
Tonight I stood up in a club and Louis Armstrong said I was the greatest horn in the country. Louis Armstrong, that's the Mahatma of jazz, the Supreme Court of cats. Well, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm not the greatest horn in the country. He is. But in a little while, maybe I could be. And then we can pick our spot. We can get the greatest hotel job in New York, buy a house out on the island, and I'll stack it with oatmeal and fruit juice, and I'll even get you a padded cell for PTA meetings.
When?
Soon.
Well, why not now?
Honey, I've got a contract. I couldn't get out of it if I wanted to.
Do you want to?
No.
Well, then maybe Dorothy and I should get that house and the oatmeal and wait for you.
What, and leave me alone on the road for 10 months? Bobby, what's happened to you? What happened to the girl who said the baby wasn't going to change anything? What happened to the girl who wanted me to be doing what I'd be happy doing? Whoa. You sure scared me for a minute. For a minute there, you looked exactly like your mother.
I'm sorry. I guess I never really left Brooklyn. Laurie, what's the answer?
I don't know. Look, couldn't we put Dorothy in a boarding school for just a little while? Don't make it sound like a jail sentence. It's not like when David Copperfield went to school. There are a lot of wonderful schools around here. Right around here in San Francisco, they've got playgrounds and tennis courts and swimming pools and swings and a couple of teachers thrown in if you insist.
Oh, I don't know.
It'd only be for a term.
2 terms.
Well, we could visit her every chance we got.
Bring her a cake with a file in it.
Oh, she'll love it. You'll see.
All right, Laurie. On one condition.
What?
You tell her.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell her first thing in the morning. She'll understand we're blood brothers.
Mm-hmm. Alakazam, Kazam.
I'd like to fly out by myself, but I can't flap my arms fast enough. No, baby, no, there's absolutely no way we could get out in time for your birthday. I'm sorry, honey. You understand, don't you? Hello? Hello?
White knee?
Yes, please.
You see, my parents always have to work on Christmas. That's why they can't come for me. May I have a piece of skin, please?
We understand, Dorothy. You don't have to explain.
They always call me on the telephone, though. Are there any more potatoes, Miss Wilson?
Oh, dear. I'll have to go back to the kitchen and get some. And the plum pudding.
I'll help you.
California.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Hello?
Don't worry.
Hello, Bobby.
I'll finish it.
How are you?
I'll finish. Don't worry.
How do you like school? Huh? Was Dorothy surprised?
Yeah.
What? When? What happened?
Well, listen, Bob.
Yeah, I'll take the first pen out.
You're about to enter a contagious disease ward. Please be as quiet as possible. Keep your arms at your side. Keep your distance from the patients at all times. Do not touch anything. Now, follow me. If you drop anything, do not pick it up and do not touch the wall. Please do not touch the patients or anything the patients have been in contact with.
I'd like to be more encouraging, Mr. Nicholson, but it's polio. Complicated by encephalitis. The child's been in a coma for 48 hours. I'm afraid the chances are very slim.
That's your opinion.
Not only mine. All the doctors are on the staff.
Well, then get another staff. Or another hospital.
Oh,
listen, you. That's my daughter you're talking about, and you're not going to make a statistic out of her and give up before you even get started. If you don't know anything, get somebody who does. Do something for her, will you, Doc?
finally found an all-night hamburger joint right on the corner. Any word? Isn't it funny? You live with a man 7 or 8 years and you forget whether he takes mustard or ketchup on his hamburgers.
I'm not hungry.
Now I remember. Ketchup.
I couldn't eat it anywhere.
Oh, come on, please. Go on, eat it, Laurie. You know, I started out blaming you, too. The first few hours, I hated you. And then I got to thinking, this could have happened no matter where Dorothy was. Even people that never let their kids out of their sight, this happens to them. Who can you blame? The whole world?
I can narrow it down a little better than that. When I threw a couple of things together to come out here, first thing I threw in my bag was my cornet. That would give you a rough idea.
Well, go on, Laurie. You gotta eat something.
By any miracle, when that kid comes through this, I'm gonna give up this whole rat race.
I didn't think you believed in miracles.
Right now, there's very little else to believe in.
Laurie, you remember the lyric to the battle hymn of the Republic?
What brought that up?
Well, it's been so long since either of us were at a church festival. I thought we might be able to remember that one.
I can't remember it all. I must have played it 1,000 times.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling down the something where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Doesn't seem to fit the situation any, does it?
It's the only one we know. What's the rest?
He has loosed the awful lightning of his terrible swift soul.
His truth is marching.
Mrs. Nichols, your daughter's calling me.
She's... Come on, honey. Dorothy's calling. Put down the sandwich. You're always eating. Sweetheart. Alakazam, Kazam.
Sorry, but you better go now. We don't want to overdo it, you know.
Oh, Doctor, please.
Please. I'd let my mother stay.
Thank you. Taxi?
What do you mean, cancel the tour? Red, they'll sue you for every dime you should have saved in the past 5 years. We got a contract.
Well, pay him off.
Pay him off? With what?
Look, tell the boys in the band that, I don't know how you're going to tell them. It's still the same as being fired, but tell them I'm sorry and pay them off, too.
And where am I going to get it? You've been living like there's no income tax, and now you got doctor bills like crazy.
You ever see anything like this?
Yeah. That waitress I took out last night. Red, would you listen to me?
Taxi. You know what those doctors had the nerve to tell me? Had a big consultation. They said that Dorothy would never ever walk again. Never ever. You think I'm going to take that lion down?
Sure, Red. Fire the hospital.
Well, so long, Tony.
What do you mean? I'm going with you.
All right. It's been great.
So you finally got around firing me, huh?
Who else is left? Okay. Do me a favor, will you, Tony? Don't tell the boys where I am. I mean, you just don't know where I am, okay?
Sure. I never saw you before in my whole life. So long, stranger. About those doctors, pretty soon they'll be working for you.
Okay.
Hey, look at me, Red.
Yeah, well, take it easy. You're going to pull the whole roof down.
I can do it 3 times.
You can? I can only do it twice. How you getting along with your neighbor?
Boy, you got a strange one. All the exercise she's done since she's been here since she tried to spit in my eye. Shut up. There she goes again.
Well, that's how it goes. Honey, I got a nice assortment for you today. First, we have what we call a little Ragaplumbian doll right here. And then we have, this is the great one. Look, all you got to do is push it down like that and it'll play the cymbals for you.
You know I can't reach.
Doctor says you could if you wanted to.
No, sure. Easy as pie. Hey, Red.
Yeah?
What about our glee club?
No, not today, Billy. I don't feel up to it.
Oh, brother. Let's run on the family.
Well, how about it, kids? Have you all done your practicing?
Yeah!
Me.
Well, don't call me. I'll call you.
Let's do Snipper back
here. Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Hold the phone. We can't do Schnitzelbank. The last time we did Schnitzelbank, I beat you by 2 choruses and a half a schnitz. All right, here we go.
Why does he come down here and make a wiggly spectacle out of himself?
Well, I don't know. Maybe for some strange reason, he likes to be around you.
Oh, sure. As soon as I'm better, I'll never see him again.
We now have a solo with the big soprano here. Right? All right. Yes, you are ready to sing now? Yeah, well, this is nice. All right. Is das nicht ein großen Ösen Elfpuls?
Ja, das ist ein großen
Ösen. Yeah, well, you will be the soprano in the first part, and then after we will come back to the tenors and the baritones. Yeah?
Dorothy.
What's that?
That's my present. And that fellow that's making a regular spectacle out of himself.
It's a house.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is. We're going to live in it as soon as you get out of here.
All of us?
Mm-hmm. All of us. All the time. Down in Los Angeles where the doctors say the sunshine is better for you.
Our own whole house that's ours?
Mm-hmm. Ours and the First National Bank.
Our own tower?
It's a thought.
Hold it up again.
Thing your mother has cooked since we've been in this house. Blanket a la mode, it's delicious.
let him put any more of those hot glue on. They burn. They burn.
We have to. Dorothy, you've got to understand.
All right.
We have to.
Nothing's just going to make her cry. Is it? Is anything making you cry?
Oh, nothing.
That's a good girl.
But those hot things won't do any good. Nothing will.
You think that's real crying? Nah, that's nothing but a fake.
Ow.
When I was Dorothy's age, we had some kids on our block who could really cry. We had a kid called Fat Tommy. Now, there was a crier. When he cried, you could hear him for miles around. He'd go, Aah! Everybody heard him. Then there was Meyer the crier. Now, he was a fine crier. Meyer the crier was a crier fine. Meyer the crier was a fine crier. Did you know that? He would hiccup when he cried. He would go, Now, you know, I'll tell you about Silent Sam. He was a fine crier. He never made a sound. He was what we call a backdraft crier. Did you ever hear one of those? He didn't make any sound at all on the way out, only on the way back. He would go... But you know who's the champ of all? Joe Wiffenbeck. He used to cry like he was laughing and laugh like he was crying.
He used to go...
You cry when you laugh too, don't you? Oh, Joe Wiffenbeck, where have you been all this time, huh? Come on, baby, we better get out of here. Now, just roll over very easily. That's a girl.
Hey, how about putting me down for some extra overtime? I'll take all I can get.
You trying to stop the war in Europe all by yourself?
I got a couple of wars. So long.
Rob, Donnie. Dorothy, look what I got.
Give it to me.
Yeah? Well, I will in just a minute. Come on. You want it? Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come and get it.
That's wonderful. Oh, hold it, hold it. Drawbridge. Here we go. Woo! Woo! Oh, no, that's a railroad. It's a spaceship, honey.
Woo! Woo!
Come on, try it again.
With that soda, I'll do it all afternoon with you. Okay?
Stand up, stand up, stand up and tell us your name, your name. Stand up, stand up, stand up and tell us your name.
My name is Dorothy Nichols, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm having a very happy birthday. And Richard Wilson, you've had four sandwiches and you're only getting half a piece of cake.
Human
thing. Now, make a wish and blow out the candle.
Okay.
It's too bad you kids were so hungry you couldn't wait for Dorothy's father to get home from work.
We can wait. Just bake another cake.
Hey, let's put on some records.
Yeah,
then we can all dance. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You kids go ahead and dance. I'll put on the record. Daddy's very fussy about it.
Oh, one of those.
He probably blows his top if you play anything but Genie with the Lights Out Here.
You'd be surprised. You know, Mr. Nichols started the original Five Pennies.
What's Five Pennies?
Am I getting that old?
Is he hip enough to have some Benny Goodman or Jimmy Dorsey here?
All of them.
Jimmy and Benny used to work in his band.
Mama, don't put it on too thick. Benny Goodman and Jimmy Dorsey.
Well, don't you remember? Jimmy Dorsey used to bring you candy and peanuts.
Was that the same Jimmy Dorsey? Well, how did he get so famous?
Stopped working for peanuts.
You know who else worked for your father? Tommy Dorsey and Charlie Teagarden and Glenn Miller and Gene Krupa
and Ludwig von Beethoven.
Their names are all on the labels. I'll go and find some records and then show them to you.
Well, how about some punch or cookies or anything?
Dorothy, honestly, don't you really remember?
Well, I remember he had a band and he was pretty good, but, well, if he was that good, why did he quit?
Well, I guess you wouldn't believe that either.
Come on, let's get a little jive, huh?
Yeah. That sounds like Artie Shaw's band. And he used to play for Mr. Nichols, too.
If your father's such a hotshot band leader, how come he's working with my old man down at the shipyard?
Oh, I don't know. You know, my mother is 34 years old. I think she's getting senile.
Don't worry. They'll find a drug or something.
We better hurry.
How about a big hand for Glenn Miller and the boys for coming down to give us this show? And here's Glenn himself.
Thank you. Thanks, fellas. Now we'd like to do a real oldie. One of the jazz classics from the good old days that I used to play when I was first trombone with Red Nichols and the famous Five Penny, Indiana.
Hey, Ernie, where are you going?
I gotta get home. It's my daughter's birthday.
Ain't you gonna stay for the music?
I've heard it.
I'm glad you didn't. Some of them are pretty funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
Say, Mr. Nichols, was that really you playing that old trumpet?
The instrument you're referring to is known as a cornet.
Cornet?
Oh. Still got a few of them left at the Smithsonian Institute right next to the dinosaurs. Saving a place for me, too.
I'm sure that was Dad playing. I can remember. And he was good. He played just like Harry James. Mm-hmm.
Harry James plays something like me, only not enough.
All right.
We believe you.
There was Bix, and there was Louis, and there was me. And that was it.
You and Bix and Louis.
That's right.
I'll remember.
Just do that,
that's
will
it.
You, son?
Mr. Nichols, my father used to listen to you all the time, and he told me all about you.
Yeah, well, that's something.
He said that you were smart to get out of the business before the parade passed you by.
I have got a message for your father. Except you're not old enough to deliver it.
Dad, would you like to lie down and take a rest?
No, I'm fine. I wouldn't like anything of the sort. Wish I had a horn here. I'd show you kids something.
Will this do?
This is one of my old horns. Where'd you find it?
Tony sent it a long time ago.
Oh.
He thought some member of the family ought to start playing.
He did, huh?
I got some homework to do. See you tomorrow, Dorothy.
Are you
going to
stay?
Tomorrow.
Are you going to stay?
Well, is he always like this?
Eddieville, USA, and the Brown Derby is the capital.
You promised for our anniversary to take me anywhere I wanted to go.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it's a long time since we ever went up. Isn't that Bartle?
Yeah, he can't afford to eat here either.
Hey, let's sit where all the movie stars are.
What about under the table? You know how I hated to go to these places. We got a table for three, please.
What's the name?
Nichols. Loring Nobody Nichols.
I'm sorry, there's a half an hour wait.
Could I try another name?
I'm sorry, you have to wait just like anybody else.
Hey, Red. Faison, can it be you? It's like out of the blue.
Hello, Tony.
What is this? You don't see a guy for 6 or 7 years and that's the best you can do? Hello, Tony. Not even a handshake?
Hello, Tony.
Oh. Now, that's what I call a handshake.
Hello, Mr. Villani.
Dorothy. Listen, come on and sit at my table.
Wonderful.
It's all right, Lou. You know, I'm handling bands now for the Morris office. They pick up all the checks and I spend all my time eating.
That's fine.
You know, it's just like a miracle. I don't hear from you for years. And then just today I was talking to a couple of the big boys about you. What this music business needs right now is another Red Nichols.
If they can't find a hole in the head. Tony, how come the table is set for four? Are you expecting the Andrews sisters? It's for you. You don't even like movie stars.
All right, Loring, it's a plot. I heard that Tony was in town, so I called him.
Of course, I can't start you right off at Carnegie Hall, you know, but listen, there's a little club on Ventura Boulevard. It's a beginning.
Not for me. Let's get out of here, baby.
Oh, Red, what's the matter?
It's another guy you're talking about, Tony. Just forget it.
Hey, Red. Hey, man, where have you been?
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Hello,
Glenn.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Dorothy.
What are you doing with Tony? I thought you were out of the music business for good.
Oh, no, we're just just passing through on my way to Hawaii. That's
great.
Retired. Yeah, I'm retired. Just sit at home clipping coupons all the time.
I never knew any member of the union ever made it.
Well, you're looking at one, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd like to hang around, boys, but I've got to go and see my broker.
How about some food?
No, thanks. No, I think we're going to run.
Mr. Dorsey?
Yeah. Hey,
whoop.
Well,
I got it.
Well, let me have it.
I can handle it, fellas. Jimmy, the next time some lush asks you to play Melancholy Baby, just one more
time. Yeah.
And you're out there breaking your backs on those one-nighters out in the sticks, just remember the one fellow who made it, huh? The old redhead, remember him?
Sure enough.
So long, slaves.
Good to see
Good
you.
Good luck, man.
Take care.
Care. It's a great future you and Tony figured out for me. Hop Lips Nichols at my age.
Let me help you fix this sandwich. You got everything in it but the dog.
Blowing my brains out in some nightclub.
You built any good ships lately?
No, well, now, honey, you know the music business. It's a lot different now. People don't want my kind of music anymore.
I wouldn't have stopped you before. I've been sitting around here for years waiting for you to punish yourself enough so that you could go back to the only thing that makes you happy. But you've been punishing yourself so long, you're beginning to like it.
Bobby.
Well, what happened to the wonderful lunatic I married?
Hey, that was ages
ago. I don't know if
it'll
be good, bad, or terrible. I don't think that really matters. I just want to get you out of that shipyard before we lose the war. I'm beginning to think I've lost mine. You can sleep in that sandwich tonight. Pull the rye bread over you.
I'm not going to start all over again like I was 18. That's not for me. None of us are as young as we used to be, you know. Except your mother, of course. She's about 4 and a half.
Dad, why did you quit the music business?
I forget.
I guess I never even said thank you. I can remember so many things now.
So can I, baby. The ice age and the big flood and Noah waving me aboard.
Daddy, would it be too tough for you to try and pick up where you left off?
You want to know the truth? Yes, it would be too tough. My lip's gone, honey. I've laid off too long. When that happens to a horn player, it just never comes back. In my case anyway, it would be just impossible, that's all.
I remember when I talked like that and you threw a hot blanket on me right on this table.
There's a lot of your mother in you, isn't there? You don't seem to understand any better than she does. All these fellas I started in the band business are all big-time band leaders now. Benny, Glenn, Jimmy. They'd be laughing up their sleeves at me.
There was one kid on our block, Meyer the Crier. Good night, Meyer. Some of the kids still laugh at me. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Tony, feast your eyes on this mammoth opening. My name outside certainly pulled them in, didn't it? Could shoot a cannon out there.
It's still pretty early yet.
Ah, it's awful late. At least I thought a couple of fellow dinosaurs would show up, only to see how long it took me to crack my lip. Those fans forget pretty good, don't they?
Hey, rise on. You've got two fans out there that I'd give all the willing waitresses in Hoboken for. What do you care if nobody shows up? Go out there and play for them.
Yeah. I would ask them if they got some cotton with witch hazel on them.
Now, wait a minute. Listen to me, will you? I never told you this before. But all the time on the road, you know, I was having all that fun, and you were tied down with your companion and baby. Well, I thought you were the luckiest guy in the world. And I still think so. Look at me. $150 suits, shoes from England, closets full of everything, including dames. I mean, what am I trying to prove? Tell me. Next time I go east, maybe I'll stop off in Brooklyn, huh? Who knows? I guess I'll go out and keep the kids company. Huh?
Yeah.
won't you come home?
I'm feeling all alone.
Now, who I'm to blame? Ain't that a shame? Here, baby, won't you please come home?
Joseph Haydn, why didn't you come out sooner?
Bobby, why don't you come up here? I'd like to have the whole band.
Go on, Bobby. Come on.
Will you cover too?
Ladies and gentlemen, our society chanteuse, Miss Bobby Meredith.
Oh. Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah. Someday they'll all be working for me.
Come on, Bob, and belt it out.
I don't think I can. I'm a little misty eyes now. I've got a surprise for you, too.
You... Oh, you couldn't be. Show me the rabbit.
Now, you turn around.
Is to wish I and make your wishes come true. This little penny is to dream of. Dream of all you can do. This little penny is a dancing penny. See how it glitters and it glows. As bright as a whistle. Light as a soul. This little penny is to laugh on. See the tears never fall. This little penny is the last little penny. And most important of all, for this penny is to love us, and when love is, heaven is there. So with just 5 pennies, if there's these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire.
Sit down. I can stand on my own 2 feet now.
So can I, my darling. Alakazam, kazam, kazam. Give me my horn, Tony.